up in Newfoundland. Company greetings from your host, Jonathan. History, just monsters and lore. East Coast esoterica and so much more.
The Odd to Newfoundland Paranormal Podcast. That podcast has been running for 7 years now, and Jonathan Mallard, the podcast host, lives here in St. John's. Usually Mallard releases a couple of episodes on spooky stories, paranormal phenomena, and as we just heard in the theme song, East Coast Esoterica every month. But during the month of October, he dropped an episode every single day leading up to Halloween, and he's still going. Jonathan joins us on the line now. Good morning.
Good morning to you, sir. How are you?
I'm well. So why did you start this podcast?
The paranormal can be a lonely place. One of the best things I always tell people on that subject is this. You know, it's a tight-knit group of people here in Newfoundland who are into the paranormal, and you're never too old to broaden your horizon. So this was my way of getting out there and getting to know other people from all around the world. The Odd Newfoundland isn't just about weird things that happen in Newfoundland. It's about bringing the paranormal and the weirdness here to Newfoundland and recording it so everybody here can actually hear it.
I want to get to the reach of the podcast in a second, but what can listeners expect? If someone hasn't tuned into your show before, what will they be hearing?
They're going to hear a very highly produced, passionate show that is just not your average show. It's also what we call a clean show, which means there's no cursing and swearing, so the kiddies can enjoy it too.
And what kind of topics are you covering?
Everything from Bigfoot to psychic phenomena, right on down to some of the weirder stuff that, you know, are creepy passes like Slender Man and Siren Head.
So creating an episode every day for this month, that must be a tall order. So what were some of the episodes about?
Okay, so I got three or four episodes there that are really, really cool. But one thing I really enjoyed was the one about, is it possible right now for us to create a Frankenstein monster? Very Halloween theme. You know, I kind of talk about, you know, modern science, where we're to right now, and is it actually possible for us to reanimate a corpse somehow? You'd be surprised how close we actually are. And then there's a more traditional episode in there, too, like some of the more haunted places on the planet, as well as, you know, your average episode about vampires.
So you've been doing this for about 7 years. What's the reach like? How's the audience engagement?
You know, it's really wild to say this, but 90% of my listenership aren't from Newfoundland and not even Canada. Most of them are in the United States. And a heck of a lot of people listen to me in Australia for some reason. I have no idea why. It might be the affinity for barbecue. That's what I'm thinking. But, you know, the reality of it is this show is all over the place. And in my podcasting stats and stuff like that, thanks to Podbean.com, who actually hosts me, I can actually see, like, there's people in freaking Korea, like, listening to me. So it's pretty cool to see it be all over the world, not just Newfoundland.
And what are you hearing from the audience out there?
I'm hearing, first and foremost, that one of the most famous things I hear, or most popular things I hear, I should say, is, we love your accent. They love the accent. I don't know. Maybe put some at ease. But mostly what I hear is that I can hear your passion come through. You sound like you really love what you talk about. So we love to have you in our ears all the time.
So we're a morning radio show, so we got to keep that in mind. But is there a story that really resonated with you this month? You mentioned one there, but is there anything else that, you know, came up as a scary story for you?
Oh, I mean, how could I not mention Newfoundland fairies right here on CBC? I mean, I got to do this. So I'll talk a little tiny bit about this. This is an episode I did a few months ago, actually on Newfoundland fairies. And one of the things that actually kind of popped up on this episode was a story from Mount Pearl that I uncovered through some of the archival stuff I went through. This was a really interesting story about a young boy who left his house, and much like any young boy who likes to have young boy fun, he took a magnifying glass and was in the woods. As he was burning up leaves and killing ants and doing all these little mischievous things, suddenly the magnifying glass was smacked from his hand. He didn't think much of it, grabbed the magnifying glass and continued to destroy, and once again, the magnifying glass was knocked from his hand, but this time, he encountered a tiny little man that looked very much like a leprechaun, minus the green, of course, who had a corncob pipe and looked at him and said, "Get off our land." The boy ran home as fast as he could, scared to death, basically, went to his door, and when he was at the door, he was greeted by his parents who said, "You've been gone for 4 days. Where have you been?" Now, the boy knew he was only gone for 10 minutes. He said, I was in the woods, and I came across a short man," and his father said, "Must have been them fairies." So this is an example of one of the stories that I would share on my podcast for everybody out there to hear. Interestingly enough, Missing Time is another paranormal anomaly.
Huh. Interesting. And then how long ago was that story that you found?
That was actually back in the 80s. So that was actually posted in the 80s, yeah.
Well, Jonathan, what's in store for the Halloween episode?
One of the coolest things about my show is I also do a guest interview from people all over the world. And I'm so proud to say that on the 31st of October, we'll be 31 episodes deep. I'm actually going to have a real live Wicca on there. And I'm not just talking, you know, people who actually practice the culture. I'm actually talking a real live witch who's very open about it and writes about it in novels. So I'm very excited to have her on. Her name is Corby Mitlead.
All right, Jonathan, thanks so much for your time this morning.
Oh, no, thank you so very much. And guys, don't forget to check out the Odd the Newfoundland Paranormal Podcast. It's on every single podcast aggregate. You can get me anywhere, but my home is Podbean. If you check out Podbean and you actually subscribe, I'll give you a shout-out on the show. Thank you for having me.
All right. That's Jonathan Mallard, the host of Odd the Newfoundland Paranormal Podcast. He's been releasing daily episodes of his podcast all month long to celebrate Halloween.
Hi, I'm Angela Antle. Coming up this week on Atlantic Voice.